Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Bill Lockridge, Victor Kilo 4, Whiskey Lima. Sad news is that Bill Lockridge, Victor Kilo 4, Whiskey Lima, went silent key during the afternoon of Monday, June 6, 2016 at Atherton, far north Queensland, losing the fight over a long period to several illnesses. Bill was a former member of the TARC Incorporated and the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, a foundation member of the Tablelands Radio Group, and was a retired US Marine, seeing service with the United States Navy, United States Air Force, and later on working as a contractor for the National Aeronautic and Space Administration. Bill had worked in the West Indies, South America, Solomon Islands, Weipa and Brisbane, and spent many decades in the far north and the Torres Strait, but eventually threw out the anchor at Mareeba, dabbling in his favourite modes of RTTY, Packet and PSK on HF and VHF bands. Bill also made a difference during Cyclone Larry, providing the vital link via amateur radio for the Mareeba police to hams at other police stations in the Atherton Tablelands when the telecommunications infrastructure of the region was totally decimated. While Bill was in good health, he also enjoyed being involved with community communication support events, getting involved with events of the Tablelands Radio Group, which included tag-along tours of the Cape and Western floodplains, several activations of Grassy Hill Light with VK4GHL, working with guide and scout youth members at Malanda for Jota, experimenting with antennas, and his other major hobby, aviation via gyrocopters. Bill's iconic booming voice, either via radio or at a social gathering, will be missed dearly as we have lost one of the true characters of amateur radio. When Bill's health started to fail, he was looked after very well by the dedicated nurses, ancillary staff and doctors at Carinya Home Atherton, care that saw him pass the ripe old age of 82. Valet Bill Lockridge, Victor Kilo 4, Whiskey Lima, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Ipswich and District Radio Club President Peter, VK4SIR, was joined by Murray, VK4FMWB, and Ewan, VK4ERM, for the journey to the recent WIA AGM that was held on Norfolk Island. The trio represented the club with high distinction. The members arrived on the island with their handheld radios, and at least one of them forgot his charger. To save that person embarrassment, their identity will not be revealed. The weekend was a huge success, and between club members, over 60 contacts were made on 2 metres and 70 centimetres for the Norfolk Island Award. Both Murray and Ewan were asked to read an article each on some of the history of the island, and this was broadcast on WIA News. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4FABR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the recurrent discussions that takes place is how to grow the numbers of amateurs. There are frequent suggestions that we should target the youth organisations because of the young are the hope of the future. Some people want to prevail on the elderly to join the happy band of electronics experimenters. Of course, there are the ones who always feel that some higher authority can do the job better, or that they just should, or they are letting us all down. This is the abrogation method that leaves it to the government, or, in our case, the WIA. There are the ones that want some mystical hand to appear from the clouds and solve our problems. But the reality is, who knows their own community best? The complaining individuals find a reason to criticise that those they expect to create change are, at the same time, too remote. If you know the local situation, then you have the option to open your mind to finding a solution. Within a local club, there are several minds that can dedicate themselves to the task of doing something practical and positive. Just think, if there is another person like me who is interested in some aspect of amateur radio, who am I to ignore them because of such things as their age? If we can offer support, to use an Americanism, if we can be an Elmer, a guide into the hobby, then this is another facet of what we call amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.